Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Oh, it is Busted Pencils, and it is educated educators talking education. Maybe not grammatically correct, but we are still educated educators. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker, just had finished with Teacher Nobel, started off the first half hour of the show with Dr. Nancy, had a little bit of teaching with technology during a pandemic experience, just like every teacher and every kid and every family out there has felt and dealt with all this year.
Probably daily.
It's just, rolling with the time. We're here, but, Johnny, as we come up on this, and again, if you do have a question, if we're talking about opt-out, Biden going back, if you got something to say to Biden, or if you want to support Biden, call us, 844-967-2789. That's fine. We'll let you talk. But I thought about that over the break. It's like that was one of the biggest issues when we started opt-out, 10, 11 years ago, was the amount of I just don't know what's going to happen to my kid. As we met with other parents, to talk about this whether it was in a church basement, I was called in to talk to parents, whether it was on a phone call, one-on-one, that question, it's real. It's serious. And I understand it to say, I don't want to just give you a flip answer and say, well, look, if you don't opt out, you're not helping us. I mean, it's a real issue for parents to be concerned about, because particularly when, who knows now, but I mean, there were my son, we were told straight out. It's like, well, how do you think he's going to get into college then if he doesn't take tests? These were threats coming from administration. I mean, these are real things. And right, if you're a parent doing what you do, working your butt off day to day to make things happen, and you say, I'm thinking I'm going to opt out. And then boom, all of a sudden you get hit with a letter home saying, look, if you opt out, here are the consequences for your child. Or I've also seen it phrased as, if you opt out and our school doesn't test X number of students, you're going to be responsible for us losing our funding. That type of a guilt trip, right? So The information that parents get, they can be caught in this going, I want to do it, but I'm afraid to hurt my child. I'm afraid to hurt my teachers. I'm afraid to hurt my school. How do we make sense of that?
Yeah, Tim, I think our educational leaders need to step up. And I'm not saying that there aren't ones out there doing that and there aren't groups of them, but I think we need more of that modeled in our communities. I think PTAs probably do parent-teacher associations work closely with school boards whenever they can. And so anywhere where you're able to introduce that kind of question, what are these tests doing for our communities? And are they bringing the value to our learning environments that we want as a community, right? Because education is not only a state right, but it also is, there are opportunity for local control in this. I understand there's a lot of funding avenues and a lot of strings that get pulled, but the more we have that conversation, I think in those spaces, and I really want to urge educational leaders, principals, superintendents, teacher groups, parent teacher associations, school board members to say, let's get some information. Let's ask some questions about why we have these tests, what they're bringing to our communities, and are they aligned with the political and educational goals of our community, of our state, of our county, of our district. And we just begin to ask those questions and have those conversations and really listen, right? That's the tough part, right? Do we really listen? And I think we have those kinds of leaders who can respond, right? And gather information and practice democracy, democratic decision-making in our educational communities. And so I think that that begins to happen. And we start to say, and this is a perfect moment because this is an absurd moment. We already believe, like Tim, you said, Dr. Nancy, you and I, we came on this show with a bias. It's an informed one, but sure, it's a bias that, we're about tired of these tests and here's why. But we'll sit and listen and talk and make democratic decisions of consensus together with leaders and community members, hearing out and asking the question, what value does this bring to our learners and to our community, right? Yeah. And listen to the teachers, listen to the families, listen to the students, get the multiple voices and make an informed decision. And I think this is where I turn to our educational leaders, superintendents, make this happen. You have the power to, and the structures in place to have these conversations, have a town hall meeting, have, you know, whatever kinds of decision-making kind of opportunities you have, bring those voices to the forefront, because that is happening on all kinds of issues. And Dr. Nancy said, is education going to continue to be a throwaway item in the political movement? And I would like to say no, because our educational leaders will not allow that. This is the moment to ask, how can we embrace Black Lives Matter? How can we eradicate children experiencing poverty? How can we close the inequality gap? And if we're committed to those things, then on the docket has to be a real hard and honest conversation about what value do these tests bring our learning environments.
Well, and you put that out there so incredible, just like an educated educator, Johnny Lupinacci on Busted Pencils. You know, and at this point, too, it's like, guess what? I've just, right now, Busted Pencils, go to our Facebook page, post a question for us. Go to UnitedOptOut.com that we started years ago. There are people out there. I still, somehow my phone number is still floating around out there as an opt-out leader. And guess what? I will keep that. Call me. Parents, call me directly. Email. Go to Facebook. But Busted Pencils, during this moment, if you want information, let us know, because we will deliver that. We will put it on the radio. We will make sure that you are informed and understand what's happening. That whole idea, though, of Johnny, where you're saying it's like, let's have a discussion. Man, that's right. Awesome.
More
Busted Pencils next week. More opt-out. Johnny Lupinacci, thanks, buddy.
Be back, man.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.